Life Audio.
A Prayer for Wisdom in Parenting by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. I've been studying parenting styles recently. In my understanding, raising kids with an intentional lack of guidance or a do whatever makes you happy kind of mentality causes more harm to them in the end. Children need guidance from their parents. They're young and don't yet fully understand the world around them. Free-range style parenting is quite harmful to the psyche of a child. They're children, not chickens. Parents, we shouldn't be afraid to lovingly yet firmly set boundaries and tell our kids no and why, especially if you know it may become harmful or damaging to them now and even later in life. Small habits become behaviors, and behaviors become lifestyles. They may be frustrated at you for a time, but honestly, it's the most loving thing a parent can do. I truly believe your children will thank you for it when they get older. We're raising the next generation. What do we want our world to look like as our children grow up? It's our job as parents to teach and guide our children and protect them the best we can. I know for me, as a mom, I most definitely cannot do this without God's grace and wisdom. Learning from what He has to say about parenting has been so much better than all the world's advice could offer me. The book of Proverbs is full of wisdom, and a familiar verse from chapter 22 gives us direction as parents. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he's old, he will not depart from it. Early training secures lifelong habits. Parents must be diligent to guide their children, teaching them God's word and enforcing it with loving discipline, raising their children in the admonition of the Lord. The world is ready and willing to disciple your children, especially when they're young and impressionable. But it's best that they're discipled by you as the parent instead. It's loving to give your children boundaries and rules to follow, which will help shape their independence so they can make good decisions while they're still young. And you're not alone in your parenting journey. There will be hard days and simple, strife-free days. But may the Lord give you wisdom so you can steward the lives He has entrusted to your care. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I know that you do not want children to raise themselves. You've given children parents to train them in good, godly habits that will shape them as adults. Most importantly, help me teach them more about you and your glorious gospel. My hope is that they'll long to love you and live for you all the days of their lives, spreading your truth and love to the world and raising up the next godly generation. I lean on your grace and ask for your wisdom every single day. Thank you for guiding me and caring for me as your child. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, It's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.